Shmaitzer Shir, Monday night, or the Yulalef Cheshvan. I think it's Rochely Meno and Shlomo Kalbach's Yerzeit. And when's Meir Kahana's Yerzeit? Also Yulalef. That's also Yulalef. And Abbas and Svi is when? Okay. Shmaitzer Zion, Perek Tezvav. The sugya here of the being makir someone when they're dead, 3 days, not 3 days, parts of ponim, choytem, padachas, simoni haguf, tviyasayim. We're in that sugya. Shmaitzer, I don't really see why he makes so myrich about it. It doesn't, seems very cheshmandik. Okay, so we'll do Perek Tezvav now. He's still with Rabbeinu Tam, and he's learning Rabbeinu Tam that when the Mishnah says Ein Me'idin Ela Al Parsuponim V'Achoytem, but not Sh'or Simone Haguf, not the Simonim of the Shor Haguf, that's only if that's Legabe Simonim of Parsuponim. But if you have the Guf, the Losh of Rabbeinu Tam is if you have the Kol Guf Sholem. So then Tviyasayin helps. And assuming you recognize the goof, you say, oh, that's his build, I recognize it. So Tviyasayin help. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns. B'nei b'meshikot Rabbeinu Tam, the Tviyasayin mahani afilu b'loi padachas v'choytem, heche shekol ha-goof kayim v'sholem. That's the words he uses. B'mishnoseinu, shein ha-goof kayim. Why did he say that for? Well, you should have said. Yeah, it keeps on getting confusing. You should have said the Mishnah Seinu when you don't have Tviyasayin, and it's saying you can't use Simonim. Cholko all of Rova Poskim. The mice of most Poskim are Chaylik with Rabbeinu Tam, and they hold the Helu, the Lo Mahani Tviyasayin B'Shar HaGuf, Elu B'Parts of Ponim and Machotim. That's even Tviyasayin. You look at the guy's face, you see the parts of Ponim and Achotim with the Padakas, so you say, oh, I recognize him. But you know Tviyasayin on a goof. That's his build, that's his muscle, that's how he looks. I recognize him, that's how he looks. Recognition is in the face. That's what those of you shown him hold. When he is taiti, near a rayal of Divir Rabbeinu Tam, to Mahani Tviyasayin b'chol ha-guf. It's going to bring a rayal to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we have this Gemara like this. Amar Reish Lakish. Padachas poiteres b'chol mokum. A baby comes out head first, in case you didn't know that. Unless it's a breech birth, which we'll be talking about. But Pashas, it comes out head first. So when is it called it's born? So if it would not come out feet first, it'd go basarov gufo. But when it comes out head first, the way it's supposed to come out, so the padachas is called it's born. Amar Reish Lakish padachas poiteres b'chol mokom, meaning that's called a leida. It's a b'chor legabe l'kayin, what's called a peterechem. Even if it then goes back in and the twin comes out, it's called born first once the padachas comes out. Chutz minachla. But not Pishnayim. Pishnayim, it says, Ki is Habachor ben Asnua Yakir. So there's an inyan of Heker. And the Padachas is no Heker, because you need the parts of Ponim and Machotem. So there's no Hakora, so there's no Din of Bechor for Pishnayim, if just the Padachas comes out. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Amar Afla Nachla.
So you have two
Bechores,
really.
Yeah. That's what Yesh Bechor L'Nachla. There's a whole parak in Bechores about all these weird cases and scenarios. Yes. That it helps for Nachla, too. Uporach HaLeid Rabbi Yechon Mimishno Seinu. Dein Midin Ela Arpatsuth Ponim Imachotem. Upirish Rashi V'Kashel Rabbi Yechon. Because you see, in the Padachas, there's no Hakara. The Gemara assumes he's moided to the Drasha, that you need a Hakara. U'mishani mishum chumer deshesish. Rabbi Yechon Shita is that there is Hakara, the etzem, in just the Padachas. But for chumer deshesish, with the Rabbanon, they required more. That's the Gemara's teretz. The Kaimon Rabbi Yechon, and we pass one like Rabbi Yechon, that for Nachala, even Padachas is enough. When you talk about, it means it came out first, right? That the head came out first. In a breech birth, or it came out, it was a nafel and it came out aver, it fell apart, so to speak. Yeah. And so that's, or a breech birth. And a poter at Shayotza Rubo. Then it's called born only when Yotza Rubo. Okay. Ubenida perakama peles rotzolomar. The rabbiesi sphirale biyotza masuros lo niftar berubo. That's what it sounds like. Oh, it just kicked in. So it sounds like from a Mishnah in Nida, the Rabbi Yossi is saying, the Tanakam is saying you need Rov, and Rabbi Yossi sounds like he's saying that Rov is also not enough. But that can't be. The Gemara doesn't accept that. Uparach alav aruba kukulo, right? We're talking about in a breech birth, let's say. How could you say Rov is not enough? Surus means a breech birth. Surus means like upside down, out of order. Surus literally means out of order. Okay, now the Shmaitzer says a riot of Benutam. The name of Loimani Tviyasayin Bechol Aguf, only parts of Ponim and Machotem, but there's no Tviyasayin in the Guf. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi, it must be Rubo Kukulo. How can you say it? Rubo Kukulo is not, you don't say Rubo Kukulo. In Kenya, it's a Masurus, lo nitla nachla berubo, even the Binin Yakir. At least the Gabi Nachla, the Gemara could say, Rabbi Yossi makes sense. Even the Binin Yakir, but goof like a hekera. Now the whole goof is mamish born, so like there's no, they have the goof, it's born, there's no two ways about it. But if you, like the Gemara says, it's impossible that you don't say Ruba Kukulo, but that's not true, because there's no heker, so at least the Gabi Nachla, Rabbi Yossi is not such a dover pella. So it must be that the Gemara, the reason, because Ruba Kukulo would have three asayim, and you don't Dafka have parts of Ponim and Machaitim, but you'd have to be a Sayan. So once it's Ruba Kukulo, you'd have to be a Sayan. So that's why it's impossible that Rabbi Yossi doesn't say Ruba Kukulo. You could say that the Gemara is not talking about Nachla. The Gemara is talking about Lagabi Koyan. V'loy Matzino b'shemokum loymar t'yotzim l'surah se'napoyta berubo. He's saying you can't be doicha the riot Rabbeinu Tam that the Gemara is talking about Bechor Lekoyin the Gabi Pidgin Aben, so it's not totally in Heker, so that's why it's impossible that you don't say Ruba Kukulo. So the Shmaitzer says no, V'lo Metzina B'Shemokum Loimar the Yotzim Mesuras Einu Pota Berubo, because then the Gemara should speak it out that the Gabi Nachla you don't say Ruba Kukulo. You want to, if you're joining us on the lake, you want to find him the place. We're in the Schweitzer's Ryan Parrot goes well. We are in the middle of an Indian, but you're welcome to listen. The Gemara should have said it. It's not Shaykh. Okay? When we lush in Ashas, Parrot Hamapelas, the Porek, the Haruba Kukulo, Mashma Beshit is the Ruba Vade Mahani Lachol Mili. Even Lagabe Nachla. So Begitza, the Gemara says it's impossible that there's a Shita. Perek Tesvov.
Page Kupzadi.
Page Kupzadi. The old MK. Okay. So Begitza, the Gemara assumes that there can't be a shita that if it comes out feet first, it's not called born. Even the Gabi Nachla, Ruba Kukulo. So why not? If you need hakara. So it's a riot from Rabbeinu Tam that there's a tree of Zion on the goof. That there's a tree of Zion on the goof. And that's why it's impossible that you don't say Ruba Kukulo, that it's called born even the Gabi Nachla. But it only is true the riot from Rabbeinu Tam, or else the Gemara should speak out that this is that the Gabi Nachla, it does make sense to say you don't say Ruba Kukulo, because there's no Yakir, there's no Hakara. The old Dim Kain Havalela Rav Yechon the Reish Lakish. When there's a Machlokes Rav Yechon the Reish Lakish about the Padachas, when it comes out head first, so they're Chaylik about the Padachas when it comes out head first. They should also be Chaylik when it comes out feet first. That of course, right. When a Roy the Kol Pota Chutzmi Nachla, Rav Yechon the Kufay Nami Soyvi Yakir, El the soiver the niko al yedei padachas, because it's clear from the sugya that Rabbi Yechon also holds of the drasha that legabe being born legabe pishnayim you need yakir. He's moided to the drasha, so the Gemara should speak out that if it comes out feet first, so you know it's not called born. The gabe stimus hapoiske mashla the ruba kukulo l'nyanachla that you say ruba kukulo when it comes out feet first, even legabe nachla. Even though everybody's moided to the drosha that you need hakara, you came muchach the mani hakara b'chol haguf. So you see, like a benutan, that you could be makir, that's it's whatever individual it is on the guf. But you say ruba kukula.
Is there no nafkamina between a baby and an adult? Like a baby you've never seen before. There's nothing. There's no tviasayin. There's no.
Of course not, but you see, you need hakara that you will be ultimately be able to recognize.
Right, but I think maybe.
Well, right now you don't recognize it; it was just born.
Right,
the Gemara can't meet you. Hey, that's my baby.
Right, so I'm saying that
I recognize it from the ultrasound.
I'm saying that's part of why, though. I would say maybe
that's
it's not
called
the same.
You shaft hakara. The Gemara is, of course, there's no hakara now; it was just born. But the drasha tells me it's only called born lagabe pishnayim when it was born in a way that there now would be hakara. You see the Gemara Tushtels ain't that the Padachas in Melechayayim and the Gemara Yafakashi how could Rabbi Yechon say there's Yakir just the Padachas, you need more,
right?
So, and Reish Lakish says there's no, and you see that according to Reish Lakish it makes sense with the Mishnah and Yevamos. So you see the Gemara Tushtels it.
They have no issue. I mean, also a baby a week after it's born looks very different than it looked when it was born.
You see the
like an adult is not.
You see the countries give passports. They say 5 years. They
right.
Don't care.
Right.
But you can recognize the kid. I never understood that. Like,
I don't
know. Get a passport every month.
I think they just try to figure out the age looks about right.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, but you see from the Gemara that. Because of course it can't mean you recognize the baby, because you don't recognize the baby when he was just born.
No, you recognize him later.
What?
Right, that's what the Rav's saying. You'll recognize him later.
That's what you're creating a hakara. It was born enough to now go have a hakara. Uh-huh. Eitan's just timing. You're still not going to have the hakara.
Right.
Because it's a baby, and it's going to change every week. I say, but you see, the Gemara does sustel it to the sugi nivomus about recognizing a mace. Babakam to be divra Rabbeinu Tam nira the boy kolaguf shale that you wouldn't say rubo, but you need kolaguf. He says it's lad dafka. Mike says, but because of a gold, Balmagini Shlomo the Rabbeinu Tam rubo kugulo, rubo bechulus agoinim basroi v'zel l'shonom. Avo bisal Rabbeinu Tam bina kolaguf shale v'kam choser k'sas efshe the rubo kugulo ayin shom. Okay. What? Yeah.
What is the Chuvas HaGaonim Basroi?
It doesn't mean that the owner of Basroi. It doesn't mean that. Vaniya Sadi Nizer Raya Brura. So again, he's just repeating himself now. He's summing up. Upside down, a breech birth, feet first. Lo yiftel the nachlo, keep the boy yakir, babble got the ruba kukulo, ilav bar hakeira vadi loy mahani klal. You need yakir, you need a hakora. The padachas nami la kol poter luchol mili ki yolud domi. It's called it's born. Bafilu hachi la nachlo ainu poter lei shlokish. Mushum the nachlo boi yakir. But where from the Polish relate the padachas nami bar hakeira? You do recognize because it's a chumra veishes ish that you need more. Him came for Rov Nami, Yilav Barakeru, who Lavi Poitel Lenachlo. Look, even the Marshal Mestimus Aposkim, the Rubo Kukulo Gam Lenachlo, when it comes out feet first. But the Loy Yishtamet Chad Mi Poiskim, Yishoinim Loymar, the Rov Eno Poitel Lenachlo. And Shulchan Aruch, Rov is Rov, feet first, is born. Nobody says not Lenachlo. He's then there in Muchoch, the Rov Aguf Nami Barakeru. Mamish Hagamen Utam. Chaim b'shas what tigger of Yechon v'shlokish ela b'padachas. Whether there's heker, v'lo yashmina b'shas the rov v'ainu poto l'nachlo l'chuli alma el tzvach loyma d'niku b'tviyasai b'rov aguf l'chainir l'ani yisdaitin d'echa d'ika otz todim l'hokel. Wow, that's all he says. And those and the maise when push comes to shove you shine and say not like a benu tam, they pass not like a benu tam. Taka very weird. You have to look up even to be Mayan. You know, when it comes to Bechor Lenachla, they taka paskin ruba pukulo, which means there's a hakor on the guf. But when it comes to taka being mayed on a odom shemes, they do not say like Rabbeinu Tam, and they don't allow to be yosayin on the guf. Yosayin is only on the face.
Kumar deshizish.
Yeah, but more than the Gemara is kumar deshizish. He's talking about halacha lemaisa. If you have other tzadim lahakel, you could use Rabbeinu Tam. Even though most say not like Rabbeinu Tam. Royal tzar of das Rabbeinu Tam, the mahanik for Yisayim b'chol aguf. Because he doesn't see, like the Shemaisa doesn't see why, it's like it's a clear riot to Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, it will be mine. We'll be neither by tomorrow night. I'll look up what that person has to say. It's like a lechayot that was in the kasha. What's the pshat? There's another din. A bechor that's born after the father died doesn't get pishnayim. Because there's no yakir. Because yakir means the father has to recognize him. Mm-hmm. If the father's dead, so you might a bechor that his father died before because of yakir doesn't get pishnayim. So we paskin the bechor l'nach l'avim mikiyotz rov padachto. B'chaye Ovid. You don't even need the whole roast, just roll padachto. Okay.
Wait a second. If you're saying if the father is nifter, then the son, and there's no yakir, so the son can't get.
Right.
The poor can't get.
He's born after the father died.
The whole way he gets pishnayim is if he dies. I don't understand.
If he died before he was born.
Oh, if the father died before the son was born.
The father died before the son was born.
Okay.
Died before the son was born, then who gets the Arusha? Then the uncle gets the Arusha.
Oh, he gets
the Arusha, just no Pishnayim, right?
Why did he get the Arusha?
Just no Pishnayim. Pishnayim is
an Uber. An Uber is Irish. Right?
Alright,
yeah, I guess so, yeah. Right, that's the Mishnah Yevamos with the Koyim. Okay, so now it says Rov Padachto is all you need to get Pishnayim. Uvismasham Zelashano. Afal Gav the Rov Padachto Lohavi Heker. Yikomokom, given the Rubo Kukulo, Avalekil Yotso, Kol Padachto. Wow. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kayim Yakir with Rov Padachto. Yeah?
Say Rov Aguf is like the head came out.
Rov padachto, most of the forehead.
I'm saying, so
the Shema says the poil there's no yakir, he's going to attack the Shema. The Shema says even though the poil there's no yakir yet, there's no hakora, Rov padachto, but Ruba Kikulo is good enough.
This is a kasha,
yeah.
There.
The kasha diem came my parakol Rav Yochanan. The Mishnah Seinu they meet and Ella al parsu ponim and machait them. Name at the time of the Yochanan. Dama padachas poitel and nachla. Shum the padachas probably rove rosho. Kedisha parakam apelis. Yotze kedaka she yotze rove rosho. So padachta was rove rosho. So you say ruba kukulo. So if you don't, if ruba kukulo trumps not having yak here, so let Rav Yochanan just answer that. But that's why he gets Kishnayim, because Padachta was Rov Rosho. You say Ruba Kukulo. Even the Padachas Havale Rov Rosho, the name of the Bechon Dama Padachas Plaiter, I know call it Padachas. You can't Havale Rov Rosho, but Ruba Kukulo, Havale Kaliyota Kolarosh. Kolarosh Vadai Barakerahu, Ella Koka the way Maniach, call it the Ruba Kukulo Lanachlo, call the Lesser Bay Kero, which is the Suvyak here. So rove doesn't help. What the money rove patachas of Yechanan? I know Mishum to Yechanan. He came to Avi Barakor b'chala patachas. Ochinami Avi Barakera. But rove patachas. If you might as well tell me that rove patachas is enough, so that would have to mean that there is heker b'rove patachas. Omam abachsham mochek tavis rove etzul patachas because of the low money rove. Even the lesser Barakera. I enshav v'nirik and plural. Varayim the Rea Taisa Shom the Rea Masu Chutzman Anachu my time of the Lashon. You bring a Raya to the Bach. The Gemara in Kedushin brings down the Etzem Achleikas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda that according to Rabbanan the father is not named to say the kids are Mamzer. And according to Rabbi Yehuda you learn now from Yakir that he the Bechor, you extrapolated that he could say he's possible, he's even a mountain. You learn out the father's their money. The place is there, came with the Baruch of Rabbon on Yakir Lomali. What do you learn out from the word Yakir? So what's Shver? It's just like a gahacha. You need it for this dinner, b'chor v'nachlo. Tamar Rabbi Yechon, b'chor v'nachlo, d'haino b'shum v'zavi b'chal yakir. Oh, that's place of kasha. Well, my kushya, d'ol Rabbi Yechon, did nachlo in a cholot m'shor dvorim. If Rove is, if the Taz is right, you mean that's what Yakir tells me. So that place is cash, it's a good cash. Ain't Loma do a reason for Yakir to go goof of the Yotzer Masuris. Because the Savni do a heap of places, Mahani Hakera do a road goofo. There is a heck of a rove on goof. Go to the Mashmo, students are placed with the Mahani Rove Gufal and Nachla, the most Tati the Yel, the Ken Yakal Rabbi Yechon, and the Elal Rove Padachas, the most Tati the Dole. Okay, we'll stop here. It's too much for one sitting.